It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on black and white in today's environment. No, I'm not talking about racial black and white. Like the old Western movies, I am looking at who today are wearing the white hats and who are adorned with black hats. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? I'm going to give you an example of why determining the color of a person's hat ain't all that easy. And at the end of the show, I will share with you some ways you can tell the good from the bad. My inspiration for today's show is the city of San Bernardino and its bankruptcy. You would think it would be easy to tell the good from the bad in this saga, but I am finding it tough. First, let's examine some basic roles for the players. A city exists to provide services, basic services like police and fire and road and sewer maintenance to its citizens. And the inference is that these services are to be provided at the lowest reasonable prices. Sounds like a white hat role to me. Government labor unions are supposed to exist to protect the wages, pensions, benefits, and working conditions for their membership. The government union membership are the police, fire, and administrative personnel who allow the city to provide those basic services. So the union sounds like a white hat role also. Pension funds are meant to aid the city in accumulating adequate funds to pay the pensions and benefits for the government workers after they retire from service. Sure sounds white hat to me. So where are the black hats in the San Bernardino saga? When everything is going smoothly, there probably are no black hats. But once the wheels start falling off the cart, the black hats start appearing. And things start looking like the three-way gunfight in the old film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So what made the wheels start falling off the cart? Well, not surprisingly, opinions differ as to the causes, but many people point to the dissension on the city council. There was apparently some war going on between the mayor and the city attorney. According to one civic activist, the city council spent more time fighting than coming up with a plan for the city. And the mayor himself described the whole situation as conflictual. So somewhere along the way, egos apparently got in the way of obligations, and the budget got out of control. Now the city must cut back on all of its services, and the residents are justifiably angry. The mayor is looking at a new bus system as the salvation from the fiscal woes. She claims the system will allow San Bernardino to be a bedroom community for other surrounding cities, and municipal revenues will rebound. I hope she can construct a new bus system faster than Sausalito's public bathrooms. As a result of the bankruptcy, the San Bernardino residents are no longer receiving the basic services they deserve. I'm afraid I must award black hats to the San Bernardino mayor and the city council members based on the facts as they appear. But wait, there's more. As San Bernardino resorted to bankruptcy, the participants in the three-way gunfight became very clear. The California Public Employees Retirement System, commonly known as CalPERS, apparently did not want to wait until the city emerged from bankruptcy to receive the payments owed it from the city, so CalPERS sued the city for its money. The city has laid off a number of police officers and firemen, and the whole issue of pensions and benefits is up in the air. The remaining police officers and firemen are getting sick more often, and emergency response times have gone markedly up. The unions are claiming payments for pensions and benefits take precedent over interest payments on municipal bonds, the very bonds that made it possible for the city to pay pensions and benefits. When San Bernardino city residents asked the city attorney how to protect themselves, he responded, "Lock your doors and load your guns." The violent crime rate in San Bernardino had been on a steady decline, but the homicide rate shot up more than 50% in 2012. So what can you do to prevent a reenactment of the three-way gunfight here in Southern Marin? It all starts with the local government. If you observe petty behavior amongst your city council members or equivalent, call them on it. Like all of us, local governments tend to believe things will stay on the status quo and governing is easy, so they put their own interest above the obligation to the residents. Demand the local government agenda focus on the major issues like budgets, salary and benefit costs, and pensions, as well as capital repair projects, and not waste time on silly things. Demand for regular comparisons on how the city is doing versus the budget. If you don't understand a local government exhibit or an analysis, be persistent in your questioning of it, because most likely the council members don't understand it either. And don't let them talk a bunch of jargon and acronyms in their responses. The housing element has more acronyms than the U.S. military, and I doubt anyone understands all of them. Most of us are not prepared to defend ourselves against intruders. The advice of lock your doors and load your guns should never be given by a city truly meeting its obligation to its residents. But we must hold the city's feet to the fire, or we'll be San Bernardino in a much shorter time than you think. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.